Morning, we're Masechet Zvachim. We're on Daf Kuf Tet Zayin. Okay, I don't know if I mentioned, but we're broadcasting from Lolet Damar on the Costa Brava coast on the northeastern coast of Spain. The reception is not the greatest. Like I said the other day, they chucked all their Jews out of here over 500 years ago. So they might have scramblers out there, you know, stopping the Daf Yomi from working in here. Okay. So we're carrying on. We got up to yesterday. We're on the bottom of Kuf Tet Vav. We were. Anybody remember what we got up to? What? Wait. I'm on the wrong daf. We're on Kuf Yud Zayin today. Not Kuf Tet Zayin, and we at the bottom of Kuf Tet Zayin. I've got it here now. Now we said Kochim Kalim. That's what we got up to yesterday. Hello, Ira. Okay, we got Kochim Kalim. And you can hear me clearly?
Yeah.
Okay, Kochim Kalim. Right, so we're about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, exactly 10 lines from the bottom of the Amud. Right, the Mishnah said, Kochim Kalim Nechalim Mechol Machane Yisrael. Right, so now, Machane Yisrael, we know that in the desert there were three Machanot. There was Machane Shechina, which was where the Mishkan was Machane Levaya, where Moshe, Aaron, the Levim, etc., all lived around the tents, around the Mishkan, and there was Machane Yisrael. Now, with the Nafkim in here, what's important is that a Zav and a Metzori have to go outside the Machanot. We'll see in a second. The Mishnah says, Kochim Kaim Nechlim Chom Machane. So Amar Avuna Bechom Mokmot Yisrael. Shavuna says, not Bechom Machane Yisrael, but Kochim Kalim were eaten Bechom Mokmot Yisrael. All the places of Israel. Right? Ibi Savia, thank you very, 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 very much. Thank you. Perfect. Okay. So it says here, Bechom Mokmot Yisrael. Right? So if we say Bechom Mokmot Yisrael, look at Rashi. The very first wild lines of Rashi. Afilu yatsa echad mehem chutz lemachane Yisrael. We're talking about the Midbar. Ochel kochim kalim sham. So what if Rashi says, yeah, the Havamina is, and if somebody would leave the Machane Yisrael and go out, just stam, he could eat Kochim Karim over there. Right? So Amar Rav Nachman le Rav Huna, Machanot b'Midbar lo havai, what, the word Machanot in the desert? Right? That you tell me that he could just go out and eat whatever he wants. Mahatanya, Kashem, Shemachane b'Midbar, Kach Machane b'Yerushalayim. He says, but it doesn't make sense, because we've got a Braita, and that Braita tells us, right, it's a Tosefta in Kalim, that just like there were machanot in the Midbar, so too there's a machane b'Yerushalayim, and in other words, machane Yerushalayim is equal to machane Yisrael. Or Yerushalayim l'Harabayit, Yerushalayim l'Harabayit is machane Yisrael, and mi harabayit l'shar Nikanor. David, this is your business here, Nikanor, right? Machane Levaya, and mekad ve'elach machane Shechina, v'hein hein claims from the Midbar. And that Machane Shechina with Yerushalayim, right? We sit over there from Shani Kenor of Harabayit into the Machane Levaya, and from there's Machane Shechina, and that's like exactly like the claim of curtains in the Midbar. Okay, so how can you tell me that there were no that there weren't Machanot in the Midbar? Look at Rashi, Shani Kenor, Shal Azarai, Shar Hamizrach was Eastern Gate. Behein, look at Rashi, a claim from Midbar. Lifnim Mishani Kenor. From inside Shah Nikonor, have a kamakum lifnim in a climb kamishka. So Gura says, doesn't make sense. Like you said, no machanot to the mishka, they hold machane, it's called machanot, not machane. So Gemara accepts it and says, Ela ema b'chom makom machane Yisrael. Change it and say, not machane bin, but not machane, b'chom makomot Yisrael, Ela b'chom makom machane Yisrael. Meaning anywhere where the machane Yisrael was. Look at Rashi there. Shafiru b'shat siluk masaot, even when they were packing up to go, ein nifselin ela molichin imo. That's what he wants to say, that you could walk with whole of Machane Yisrael, and the food wouldn't become pasul. U'makom chaniatan ochlim machane. Right, so you could take the food with you, and when they stop, you could eat. That's what he means. B'chol makomot machane. We got machane. So the Moshe said, wait a second, there's also got a problem there. That's pshita. So see, that's not pshita. Why? Mahu, that would be a thought. If Shaluba Yotze would have thought that once the tent moved and they walked, it would become pasul, right? Kamashmalan. The Gemara says, "Va'ema hachinami." Maybe you'd say no, it would become pasul, and it's not so straightforward. So therefore, Amakra v'nasa o'amoed, right? So that's why the Gemara is a pasuk and says that afa pishe nasa ohel moed hu, still oed moed. Okay, so therefore, we are happy that things work out. Okay, was it Tanya Bishul Miyochana Rashbi Omer Shum Or Acher Ta'ita? In addition to that, those three machanot, he says now there was a fourth machanot. We're speaking now about in Harabayit, not in the desert. Look at Rashi there. Machane Revit Chalukah Meharabayit. Serve our bite ume azara velo hayu on chinale al achnasala betume betzeret kedi. So the betzeret kedi is a special fourth machane where a tame person wouldn't be pasul, he wouldn't get onesh if he went in there, right? Mefarish by he chelkotom harabait. And what is it separate from harabait? We explain in a second. The gemara is like this, right? Vechad ezrat nashim he was ezrat nashim velo hayu on chinale. There's no punishment there if you go in there tame. It's in Harabayit, in the Midbar there were three machanot. In Harabayit there were four machanot. And in Shiloh there were only two machanot. So the girl wants to understand. Right? What do you mean there were only two machanot? And if there were only two machanot, which two were they? Because we've got at least three. Machane Yisrael, Machane Levi, Machane Shechina. These are only two, so which one was missing? So that's the Gemara's question. Right, Hai Minahu Lo Hava, which of those three wasn't there? Amar Rabba, right? So Rabba says, I think the Shishna actually changes this to Rava. Amar Abaya, sorry, Amar Abaya. Amar Abaya, right, change it to Abaya. It says, Amar Abaya, Mistabra De Machane Levaya Havai. He says, it makes sense that there was Machane Levaya. So there must have been Machane Shechina, right? So this Machane Levaya means there wasn't Machane Yisrael. Look at Rashi, the very last Rashi on the lines. U Machane Yisrael hu dechaser. And the Machane Yisrael, that's what it's missing. Te'im lochein, if we don't say Machane Yisrael is missing, right? Te'im lochein, the Machane Yisrael havaya, v'lo Machane Levaya, right? If we say the Machane Yisrael wasn't, could have to be Machane Shechina. Because that's where the avodah took place in Shiloh. See, there was Machane Yisrael, not Machane Levaya, right? Then look back in the Gemara, right? Had the Isak Kedadach Machane Levaya Lo Havai, and only Machane Yisrael. Okay, we go on to this Amud. Nimtzu, we have a situation where we've got Zavin Utmei Meitim Mishtalchin Chutz LeMachane Achat, because the Zavin. Right, and the Tamei Meitim, we'll see the second there, a little bit different. But a guy's a Zav, right, a gonorrheic discharge, or a person who's a Tamei Meit, right, can't be in the Machane Shechina, and he has to go out. And he has to go out of at least two Machanot. Because the Torah says, V'Torah Amra, V'lo yitma'u et Machanehem. There have to be at least two Machanot. You see, Rashi, the second Rashi, I skipped over the first one. Well, let's actually look at that first Rashi. First, she said like this: Shechina, Shenim to Zavim v'Tmei Meitim Mishtalchin Chutz LeMachane Shechina Levada. If there's only Machane Levaya, only Machane Yisrael, means when we send them out, we send them out only of the Machane Shechina. The Hashnehim would be Machane Yisrael because they can both be in the Machane Yisrael, right? And the Torah says that next Rashi it says V'lo Yitmu et Machanehem. It needs to be two Machanot, Shtei Machanot Mashma, Echad to call Zav, Echad to call Tamei Nefesh. So therefore, we can't have a situation of only having Tamei, of a Machane Yisrael, a Machane Shechina, because the Zav and the Tamei have to go out of two Machanot. So they have to go out of a Machane Shechina, a Machane Levaya. Elevadai, says Rashi, Havei Machane Levaya, Umishtalchin Tamei Meiti mi Machane Shechina, Umutarim mi Machane Levaya, Vezavin Ubale Karyan, and a Zav and a Baal Keri, right? Mishtalchin Chutz to Machane Levaya. So that's how, from Abaya says, from process of elimination, we have to have a Machane Levaya, otherwise we've got a problem with this pasuk of the Zav and the Tmei Meit. Okay. And the Gemara says that Tain Machane Lezeh, it's all right. We don't have Machane Hem, Tain Machane Lezeh, Machane Lezeh. So we've got the Machane Shechina the one has to go out of, and the Machane Levi the one has to go out of. Because Amale Rabba, so Rabba says to Abaya, and Amai Machane Yisrael lo Havai. So how can they not be Machane Yisrael? So now according to Abaya, it's Machane Kehun, Shechina, Machane Levi, no Machane Yisrael. So Rabba says, how can it not be Machane Yisrael? How can that be? Look at Rashi. ומי שיצא חוץ למחנה לוויה, שוב אין שם עוד מחנה. And if he goes out of מחנה לוויה now, what is that מחנה is going? He's just going out stabbing to the wilderness. והוא כשדה בעלמה. ומותרין מצוין נשאף שם. הצריכים להשתלח במחנה ישראל, וישבו עכשיו עם הזווים. So now the מצורה guy, where would he go? He'd go to, he has to, he'd go there, into מחנה ישראל. And he has to be sent out, and he has to. He'll now be together with the zavim. In other words, basically, all together. So he says, "No." Imkay nimtzu zavim demetzora mishtalchin lemakom echad. They're going to go to the same place. V'atorah amra badad yeshev. The metzora has to be on his own. And if there's only one machane that they go out of, right, they're going to end up basically being together. Shlo yeshev tamei acherimo. So he says, like this, Rava. Therefore, el olam kuluhu tlatahavu. There were always three, not two. And what do we mean when we said that there were only two? Umay lo hayu ele shtei machanot leklita. He says, as far as klita was concerned, the machane levi, if you remember, was also the ir miklat. Right? All the 48, I think there were 48 cities, right? Or 46, how many were the 48, I think? I think Rashi even says it. Imke nitu mazir chutz machane levi bivad. Ele kudikan lo hayu ele shtei machanot leidyan klita hu. De nistalka torat machane levi miliklot et ahorgim shogeg. He says that what happened was when they came to Shiloh, this whole concept of the Machane Levaya acting as the Ir Miklat, or the Ir Miklat Bichlal, didn't work. So if a guy killed somebody inadvertently and he ran away, the Ir Miklat wouldn't help him. That's what he means, only two Machane, as far as that's concerned. There's Machane, Shechina Machane Levaya, Machane Israel. There was no Machane as far as Klit is going. A little bit difficult, I agree. But it's obvious to Rava that we have to have three machanot, right? And he says like this, Michlal de Bamidbar, and if you tell me that this stopped once they came to Shiloh, or once they were in Israel, so Michlal de Bamidbar, Havai Kalta Machane Levaya. It says here, Rava, that if this is the case, we learn from here, that in the desert, there was Ir Miklat. The Gemara says, in, yes, Vatanya, we've got a brighter that supports us. It's a Gemara there. Where's this brighter? This brighter is in Makot, right? We've actually learned this. Right? He says, In ha tani vasamti lecha makom b'chayecha. Torah says, Vasamti lecha makom. Hashem telling to Moshe, Vasamti lecha makom. Right? That's in Shmot. There he says, What do you mean, Vasamti lecha makom b'chayecha? While you are still alive, Moshe. Makom makomcha, asher yanu shama, melamed shemegalin b'midbar lehechan galin. In the desert, when they had to go, if someone, Chas V'Shalom, killed somebody by mistake, where they go Machane Levaya. And the Gemara says further than this, Mikad Amru, Ben Levi, Sharag. Now, Ben Levi is already in a city of a Levaya city, and if God forbid he should kill someone inadvertently, right? Gole mi pelach le pelach, he goes from one side of his city to the other side of the city, and that's considered Galut. Vim Gale Falcho, Palcho Kolto. Right, and if he goes to another side of the city, that side of the city will collect oto. Now, the idea of klita with the near miklat, remember, is that klita means that it saves him. Right, in other words, if there wasn't klita, there wasn't absorption. If the city didn't absorb him, so it wouldn't save him from the goel adam. Right? If somebody came up to kill him, it would kill him. If the person wasn't meant to be near miklat, near miklat wouldn't save him. So klita means that he gets chasinut. Right, how do you say that in English? Gets what's I'm looking for?
Immunity.
Thank you. Right. Thank you. Okay. Mikayim actually in the bit of Belach. Im galam pelach boko. Okay. My cross. Gemara says, what's the pasuk that supports us? I'm Rav Acha b'Reid Rav Eka. Ki beir miklato yeshev. Right. The pasuk there says im bamidbar ki miklato yeshev ad motav kana gadol. Stay that the guy sits in your miklat until the kohen gadol dies. Right, therefore the Gemara says, Ir shekaltato kvar, ki be'ir miklato yeshev, in his ir miklat he sits. Where is he sitting? Sitville already absorbed him. He went from one side to the other side. He was already in the city. The city now goes to the other side. Okay. Bit of a doch akashia pshat there. But now that was the introductory part of the day. And now we get into the real stuff. The brighter, the Mishnah said there, Bau le Gilgal. All right. So let's just quickly look here at the Mishnah for a second. The Mishnah, we're still busy with the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Yud Bet. Mishnah says Bau le Gilgal. All right. Just give me a second here to find my place. It says over here, right, okay. So, Bau le Gilgal, right, Hutru Habamot. So, once they came to Gilgal, we saw that the Mishkan was set up in Gilgal, but it was no longer a Bamag, like an act of the Mishkan, and therefore they were allowed Bamot. Kocha Kochim Nechalim Nifnim in Aklaim, Kocha Kalim Bechor Makom. Now, just something interesting which I read yesterday, quite amazing, sort of the notes of the art scroll. That the Meiri explains what's this idea of Hutru Bamot, Bamot were allowed, Bamot weren't allowed. He said that basically, according to the Meiri, he says, what creates a state of a Mishkan as opposed to a Bama? He says that when the Mishkan and the when the Aron, Abrit, and the Mizbeach are together on a permanent basis, that double power, the Kedusha of the Mishkan being with the Aron, creates a status where you can't allow Bamot. As soon as the Aron is separated from the Mizbeach, you don't have that special Kedusha of the Aron, and therefore you're allowed Bamot. So for example, in Gilgal, in the desert, for example, the Mishkan had the Aron and the Mizbeach together all the time. So the Mishkan was a status of a Bama Gadol, of a Bama Migdash. When they came to Gilgal, they placed the Mishkan in a place, but the Aron was traveling around with them, fighting all the wars to capture Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, Gilgal had a Mizbeach, but the Aron wasn't there permanently. So therefore, it lost its status, and you could have La Bamot. When they built the Mizbeach, the Mishkan in Shiloh, so again, in Shiloh, remember Shiloh was 369 years. For most of that time, the Mizbeach and the Aron were together in the same place. So Shiloh got the status of a Beit HaMikdash. The Mizbeach, the Aron was then captured by the Plishtim, remember? Towards the end of Shiloh. At that time, Shiloh would now no longer have the status of a Bama. In fact, there's an opinion that even when they would take the Mizbeach, the Aron, out of Shiloh occasionally for whatever purpose, Shiloh would then lose its status and become able to have Bamot even during that time. When they came to Northern Givon, so after they got when they got the Aron back from the Plishtim, Northern Givon still never had a permanent status because they were scared to leave the Aron in the next to Northern Givon. So they stuck the Aron away for safekeeping in a safer place. So that's why Bamot were allowed again, because the Aron wasn't there permanently. Then when they came to Yerushalayim and Shlomo HaMelech and brought the Mizbeach, or even David already, brought the Mizbeach, the Aron, back to Yerushalayim, and they built the Beit HaMikdash, the Aron and Mizbeach were together again, and therefore you couldn't have Bamot. He says it goes together. Interesting expression of the Miri. Okay. So now we said that when they came to Gilgal, they were allowed Bamot. So now there's a brighter over here which discusses exactly the types of Korban, of what you could and what you couldn't have. There's a little bit of introduction. We're going to see three major opinions over here. We've got Chachamim, we're going to have Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yehuda. And the question is, that we've seen before, that when there's a Bama, what can you bring at a Bama? Can an individual bring all his korbanot, like even his chovot? He's got a chata, he's got to bring, or an asham, or an ola. Or can he only bring voluntary korbanot? Now, if he can only bring voluntary korbanot to a bama, and there is a bama gdola, like a gigal, can he bring his compulsory korbanot there, like a chata and ola? Or can't he bring them at all? The question then is, what do korbanot tzibur do we bring on that bama? Okay, and we're going to see, and then the next level of question is, which korbanot are considered voluntary korban and which are considered compulsory korban? We see an opinion that the nazir, even though he's got compulsory korbanot to bring, he volunteered himself to become a nazir, So maybe his korbanot of a Nazir also a voluntary korbanot. Because you never had to become a Nazir. Okay? So we'll see that now. Three different levels. It gets a bit complicated, a bit technical. We'll try and go through it as simply as possible. Okay. So the brayta says like this. This is a brayta which comes from Megillah. Ko nider v'nidev kareb b'bama. So whatever he volunteers, a neder or any nedava that he makes, it was not a korban chova like a chata. Right? Kirev b'bama. Right? Now, just, if you want to follow here, just keep one finger on Rashi, because we'll be using Rashi a lot now. Right? So, Kol Kirev, Nidev, Rashi is like this. On a Bama Katana we're speaking about. In other words, on your own private Bama. Nedavit, Nedarim, and Nedavot. Then, with Bama Gedola, Al Korcha Kirev Chavot Tzibur. Because on the Korban, the bigger Bama, in the Mishkan, there will be Korban Chavot Tzibur. Dikhtiv, Vayasu, and HaPesach, Vagigal. Now, even though the Pesach is a private korban, it's got an element of public korban to it, right? Ela biktana, right? No matter kibud darim davot velo chovot. Okay. She'ei nider nider and kerev bama, because you only bring out your small bama, not in the main bama. And then the Gemara, the writer says mincha or nazirut. Yeah, mincha that a guy volunteers to bring, or nazirut, right? Or his korban that he brings as a result of a nazir. Krivin b'bama de Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says you do bring them on a bama, right? Right, and the chachamim say lo kirvu leyachid ela olot v'shtamim bilvad. So he says no, you don't bring these mincha and this thing, right? Look, ela olot v'shtamim bilvad. Now we'll see just now in a second that those olot and shlamim. We'll see that Nazi brings chatat and ola and shlamim. Okay, so we'll see what he's speaking about there. Look at Rashi there. Kol she'ein nider nivnidev en kerve ba maktama ki yad tayin nevi dekayim et she'ein yachid makriv chove b'shat yehet tira babamot. He says that the Rashi says that a yachid does not bring any chovot during the het tira babamot v'afilu begdol even on the big Obama. Right? I think I actually ran it a little bit too far there. Sorry. Rabbi Huda says like this. So we've got, let's just quickly clear. We've got the Tanakhama saying that only nedarim and nedavot on his Bama. Rabbi Meir says that Mincha and Nazirut also bring on the Bama. Chachamim say no. There's no Mincha and Nazirut. Right? He says only the Yachid, only Olot Ushlamim. We'll see what that means a little bit later. Right. Now Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol She'at Tzibur V'Yachid Makrim Bo'el Moed. So Rabbi Yehuda says anything that the Tzibur, right, would bring in the desert on the Midbar, right, where they would bring Makrivin Bo'el Moed Shiba Gilgal. In words, he says that Gilgal has the same status for Korbanot Tzibur as the Mishkan in the desert was. Look at Rashi there. Tahainu kol ha-korbanot kulan. Everything. Nedarim, nedavot, v'chovot, makribin, v'al moed, shev Gilgal. Tehi bama gedola. It's a big bama. Now Rashi tells us. V'hashta palig ad Rabbi Meir v'ad Rabbanan. Here Rabbi Yehuda, is arguing on Rabbi Yehuda and on Rabbi Meir and Chachami. The Midaktani kol ha-shat tzibur, because he says, Ashminan de ein chiluk, Rabbi Yehuda says, Bein bo'el moed, shemabid bar oel moed, bishab Gilga. He says that the Gilga is the same thing as oel moed. Michlal de shma'inu, Rabbi Meir, Rabbanan de amar yesh chiluk. He says, from there we understand that Rabbi Meir and Chachamim in the previous opinion said that it is a chiluk. Uma chiluk, what's the difference between Gilgal and oel moed? She'ein yachid makriv bo chovot. In Gilgal, chataot, and Ashamim and all those don't bring. The Tamai will never come. We'll see later on why. The Afilu Babama Gedola. Right? He says there, Lo Karve Le Yachid. No Yachid. Eden the Darim, only voluntary ones. Well, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir says, including Minchov and Nazirut. So Rabbi Yehuda says that you can bring everything in Gilgal. Rabbi Meir says you can bring only voluntary stuff plus the Nazir and the Mincha. And Chachamim say only voluntary, no Nazir, no Mincha. Now the writer carries on. My ben oil moed shem ibala ben oil moed shem Gilgal. He says oil moed shem mitz. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no difference. So what is the difference? He says there is a difference. Oil moed shem mitbar lo ayu ba mot mutarot. Oil moed shem Gilgal ayu ba mot mutarot. He says the difference is only with regards to ba mot mutarot. In the Gil, in the Bamak Dola, you bring everything, but you're allowed ba mot tanot, and there individuals would bring certain stuff. Now on your the Bama Pratit, what do you bring? Loya makriv alea ela olav shlamim bilvad. Chachamim omrim And now there's another chachamim here, which we'll see a little bit different to the first chachamim. Kol she'atzibur makrivin bo'el moed sheba midbar, makrivin bo'el moed sheba Gilgal. So Rabbi Yehuda says that in the Gilgal, you can bring everything, tzibur yachid, the whole works. Just on his bama yachid, his private bama, he can only bring nedarim and nedavot. Chachamim say that only the korbanot tzibur in Gilgal work. V'chan v'chan lo kivu liyachid olav b'shalim b'uvad. But both, the yachid on the bama katana or the bama gedola, Rashi says they look there, kan v'kan, Rashi the kan v'kan, bama tzibur bama yachid, it's both the private or the lo kivu b'ayin liyachid olav b'shalim. Ulekame, look at the very last, the very first wide lines of Rashi. Ulekame parich hainu tanakame, that seems to be saying tanakame, ha'chamim d'el nami yachid amre. So basically, let's just sum up very quickly. We've got Rabbi Meir who says, Shlamim, the Nadarim and Nadavot on a Korban Yachid at Gilgal, and Minachot and Nazirim. Chachamim say nothing, right? Only on the Bama Katana they would bring the Nadarim and Nadavot. Rabbi Yehuda says that you can bring everything on the Bama Gedola, and the Bama Katana, only Olot and Shlamim. Okay, clear? Sort of. Okay, let's go. Now, the last opinion is Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon here argues with everybody. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Af tzibur lo hikrivu el bepsachim, v'chovot hakavu elahen zman. Rabbi Shimon now says he disagrees with everybody. He's got the most limited opinion. Right, he says, even the tzibur on the Bama in Gilgal only brought the psachim. Right, look at the very last lines of Rashi there. Right, af lo par halem davar usri avodot chachavim lo kivulem biglal. Only korbanot that were that like musafim, what Rashi says there. Right, kavur bezman. It doesn't say there, but like kavur bezman is like a musaf or for Yom Kippur, for example. Korbanot, which were korban ola tamid, and the psachim, which was also like a type of a korban tzibur, we said, and it's koveh bezman. So he's cholek on everybody, Rabbi Shimon. Now, if you look at the second last line of Rashi, he refers to Rabbi Shimon there. He says, Rabbi Shimon palig akuluhu on everybody. The chuluhu svir elehu, everybody else agrees. That at least with regard to the tzibur, the bama gedola function like the mishkan. Rabbi Shimon Omer, af tzibur atzmam lo yikru begedola yoter miyachid beketana. He says no, the gedola was like for the tzibur, like the yachid for the ketana, very very limited. So the Gemara says like this. Okay, so now we've got those four opinions. We've got Chachamim, we've got Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, so other way, we've got Chachamim, Rabbi Meir, so we get a bit, Rabbi Chachamim are very limited on Yachid. Rabbi Meir says, including Nazir and Mincha. Rabbi Yehuda says, everybody on the Bama Gedola. And Rabbi Shimon says, only the Korban Pesach and Korbanot Tzibur, Shazman Koveya Bahem. So now the Gemara is asked like this. My time with Rabbi Meir. What should Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir was the one who said, as opposed to Chachamim, that we could include the Menachot and the Nazirut, right? So what's Rabbi Meir's reason? How come, where does he say that this extra lenient said Amakra? Lo ta'asu, we've seen this pasuk before. This is the original pasuk of Moshe telling Am Yisrael there's going to be a difference between Gilgal and the Midbar. He says, Lo ta'asu n'chol asher anachnu osim po'ayom. You can't do there like we did here in the desert. Look at Rashi, the very first Rashi. La'achar bi'at ha'aretz b'shtaito, where after you come into the land of Israel, ukama lo ta'asu n'kishtavo ba'gilgal, when you come to Gilgal. And what's he telling him? Kechol asher anachnu osim po hayom. Look at Rashi. She'anu bein tzibur bein yachid. Makrivin chatot v'hashamot v'chol ba'aser. She'en chovot she'en kavu lehem zman. We do all of it in the desert. Of course, she'en chovot ha'kavu lehem zman. And how much more so the kvot, the ones that are every day and chagim etc. V'amanu osim sham. But what do we do there? Ish kol ha'yashar be'enav. Only what's yashar be'enav. In other words, we'll see now that yesharot, right? Those are the voluntary ones. Hayachid lo yakriv sham el dayu ravot. The individual only brings the darim and the voluntary one. She yeshu benav lindor nidov. Then he makes the darim and the davo. Ad matai kilo bati b'chulim. We got the ad menucha b'nachala. Right? Remember, menucha was was Shiloh and Nachala was Et Yisrael. Right, Achdavo leShiloh says Rashi there. Now back in the Gemara, so we don't do what we want. Amar lahen Moshe Yisrael. So Moshe Yisrael ki ayalitu laaret. When you come into Israel, Yesharot takrivu. Yesharot means I drive and davot, the voluntary ones. Chovot lo takrivu. Right, look at Rashi there. It's a bit of a long Rashi, but it's important. Chovot lo takrivu hayechidim. Right, remember Rabbi Meir doesn't agree with Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Meir says that the tzibur still carried on doing their stuff. It's just the yechidim. The ishketiv, because the pasuk there says, right, lo tasun kol asher anachnu osim po ayom ish kol hayashar beinav. He limits it to individuals, because it says ish. Below pali kra bang gdula bang tana. It makes no difference between this big bama or a little bama. Simply, the individuals were limited only to nedarim and nedavot. Hilchach, says Rashi, she'en nidev v'nidev. If he doesn't make it a voluntary donation, ein karev mat yachid, full stop. Taha ein kodshei tzibur krivin bay. Only private individuals do their korbanot there. Kram bebatid, korbanot tzibur krivin b'mishkan, korbanot yachid krivin b'bama. Now, so Rabbi, we've got to be married so far, we understand why he says the Darim and the Davot, just like Chachamim. The question is, where does he get the Mincha and the Nazirut? And he says here, back in the Gemara, Menachot v'Nazirut, Yesharot dinhu. Both the Menacha, a Mincha and the Nazirut are Yesharot, meaning voluntary. Look at Rashi. Da'af agav de b'mela'at nizro havyan korbanot chovalav. Even though at the time that he finishes his Nazirut, he's obligated to bring a korban. Mihu, says Rabbi Meir, al yedei neder ba'u alav. How did he get into this situation in the first place? By making a neder. So even though the korban is a chovah of a nazir, the nazir itself is voluntary. And therefore it's packaged with the voluntary stuff. Clear? Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. So now Rabbanan. So now Rabbanan. Right, Rabbanan, they say that there's no Menachot, right? So he says, Rabbanan, Menachot, in Mincha Bebamot. Right? So there's no, but as a first thing, I don't say no, why? Because as a rule, we don't bring a Mincha on a Bama, it's only animal sacrifices, so it can't apply to Menachot. And secondly, Nazirut is Chovot Ninu. They argue with him, and say Nazirut is not. I skipped over all that whole limud of how we learn that there isn't a mincha about we've learned before. Look at Rashi there, five lines down to the wide lines. The hu lo hitnadev. Elu ha-korbanot. He never volunteered these korbanot, says Rashi. Ela asar atzmo b'yayin b'tiglachat. He forbade himself from having a haircut from drinking wine. U'me'elav nitchayev b'korban. As a result, the korban became a chovah. So they argue on the principle of the korbanot of Nazirut. Rabbi Meir says, no, Nazirut is voluntary. And therefore, the korban is voluntary. Rabbi Chachamim say, no, Nazirut is voluntary, but the korbanot are a chova as a result of that Nazirut. Okay, so Amar Shmuel, as a result of this over here, Shmuel says now, what's the machloket between Chachamim and Rabbi Meir with regards to the Nazir? So Shmuel says, machloket, right? This machloket, Rabbi Meir and Rabbanan, right, with regards to Nazirut, is b'chatat v'asham. Aval b'olot v'shlamim divrei hakol yesharot ninu v'karvei. Right, look at Rashi quickly. He says, Nazirut, machlok ribei Rabbanan, b'nazirut. Right? B'chatat v'asham sheba. Only with regards to the chatat and the asham. Aval olot v'shlamim, the nazir, but the olot, we'll see in a second, we'll go through in more details. Divrei hakol karvei, right? He says they will all do it, right? Now, just a little bit of background here. I thought we're coming to the end of Zvachim. Just a little bit more detailed background on the Nazir. So the Nazir now does his Nazirut, which is a rule of 30 days. He will be a Nazir, he won't drink wine, he won't drink any grapes, or eat any other, etc., etc., won't have a haircut. At the end of the 30 days, he has to bring a chatat, an ola, and a shlami. Right? He brings three korbanot. The chatat and the ola are kfasim. They are sheep. The shlamim is an ayil. Right? It's a goat. What's it? Not a goat. Ayil is a ram, right? Well, Ayil is a ram, right? Right, and that's called the El Nazir. Now, with that, he brings 11 matzot chalot, like bread matzot, and 10 rikikei chalot, like crackers. Then the order is, he does the 3 korbanot, then he shaves his hair. Then, out of interest, he takes the hair that he's shaved off his whole body, and he burns that hair, right, on the fire that he's going to cook the shlamim. Okay? Then, and here's what's interesting for us. The Kohen then takes one cracker, one matzah, right, and the zroah, right, the zroah of the shlamim. That's the El Nazir we speak about over here. You'll see if you look at the Gemara, there says Hazroa Beshela, the cooked Zroa, right? And he takes his hand with the hand of the Nazir, and he puts his hands under the Nazir's hands, and they do Tnufa, they wave those three things around. And then the Zroa Beshela, this El Nazir, this meat, the Kohen gets the meat and he eats it. And in the list of the 24 matanot that the Kohen gets from all the korbanot, one of the matanot is this El Nazir, this Zroa B'Shela, this cooked part of the shlamim of the Nazir. So now, with that in mind, so Shmuel says like this: the Nazir brings, right, the Chatat, I don't know where this Hashem comes in, yeah, and the Ola and the shlamim, right. He says that the machlok with regard to the chatat v'asham, but the ola and the shlamim, right, in those two korban of the nazir, divrei hakol yesharot ninu v'karve. Even chachamim who say that the nazir's korbanot or chova would agree that those two, the ola and the shlamim, are voluntary. Now, the wildest answer, by the way, I couldn't find an answer anywhere. I found an answer in the Art Scroll notes, and what's the reason that they give? Is simply because, as a rule, Ola and Shlamim are voluntary. So because as a rule, Ola and Shlamim, if you don't believe me, you can actually read it here, or read it inside. If you go out to the Hebrew Art Scroll, note number 8. So I'm not sure if you got an English one there, Ira or Steve or anybody else got an English one there. Who's sitting to the right of you, Michael?
Me.
No, to your left.
Oh, Josh.
Hello, Josh. Is that an art scroll open there? No. But if you look in the art scroll, I don't know what note is on. Mine is note number 8. It says, Afshlefi chachamim korbanot nazir hem begere chova. Even though chachamim said that they are not chova, modim hem she'ola v'shlamim shel nazir hem yesharot. They are yesharot, which means voluntary. Why? Lefi she'bederech klal. Normally, Ola v'shlamim, but even another, it normally comes down. It's crazy, it's meshuga.
Nine.
In the note to the English is 9, okay. Meshuga. So Yom Kuf Yud Zayin, note 9. It's I would bet. So I don't know, can't think. I read everything that I could yesterday on Nazir. I couldn't find any comment to this other than here. That's why I came across all the information Nazir. I thought it was quite interesting. It's worthwhile discussing Nazir a little bit. But nonetheless, let's carry on. So according to Shmuel, the machloket is only on the chatat and the asham, but the ola and the shlamim, now remember the shlamim is the el nazir, the zroa b'shayla, this cooked part of the shlamim, which the Kohen gets as a matada. So now, and according to Shmuel, there's no machloket, which means even Chachamim would agree that the nazir would bring that in Gilgal, right, and they would have it. So now comes along the Gemara with the kasha. Motiv Rabbah, Rabbah's got a kasha here on Shmuel, because Shmuel says that they would bring the shlamim, remember? And he says like this. And this is a Gemara we'll see actually on Daf Kuf Yud Ket, it's on Friday. Right? We won't learn until we run this together, but maybe we will, we'll see. Because maybe on Friday is a Daf Kuf Yud Ket, Amud Aleph, Amud Bet. I thought that on Shabbos maybe we'll have a shir, because on Shabbos we're going to finish the Perek, please God. And we're really only going to do Amud Aleph, because Amud Beth is all in all about 7 lines, and we'll leave that for the Siyum. So maybe we'll start the Shir on Shabbos, on Kuf.
Sorry?
Sorry?
What Why
don't
we do the Siyum on Shabbos?
We're going to do the Siyum on Shabbos at Tzurashi? We can. But anyhow, we'll still finish this only at Tzurashi Shit the Siyum. So for the Shir, we can start the Shir on Kuf Yud Tet Amud Bet somewhere and have two full Amudim, and then it gives you less of the homework to do. Okay, whatever, we'll see on Shabbos. We'll see on Friday. Let's carry on. So now, so Amar Shmuel. So Shmuel says that only machlokes on the Shtamim they did bring, even according to Chachamim. So now Rava's got a kasha. Moti Rava, right? He said like this. Later on, his Rava said like this. Chazeh v'shok. So the chazeh and the shok, right? Now we're talking about over here. From the, these are the chazeh and the shok. Look at Rashi there. Hamoreh mishlamim v'toda. So as from a regular korban shlamim, these are parts that are lifted up. The chazeh and the shok go to the kohen as well. Uchumat lachmei toda, right? And the lachmei toda that come with the right, that were with the korban toda, the lechamim, nohagin b'bama gdola, ve'ein nohagin b'bama ktana. So he says here, brings a brighter here, Rabba. He says the brighter mentions chazeh, which matanot really, or which activities are happening in the bama ktana, bama gdola, sorry. That he says there, chazeh and shok and truma lachmei toda, ve'ein nohagin b'bama ktana, and you write in the b'bama ktana, right? Dichtiv b'ahu, and Rashi says here, we'll see at the end of this parak, dachkuf yudam b'et, dichtiv b'ahu lahanif tnufa l'Hashem. Why do you bring them? Because the pasuk there says, lahanif tnufa l'Hashem. And we understand that tnufa l'Hashem means in front of Hashem, which is not b'bama. Right, which is not as Bama Ketana is not considered Ibn Hashem in front of Hashem. Only Bama Gedola is. It says that the Rashi there, the Ilu Bemora Ma'el Nazir, and nonetheless in that brighter, when we're mentioning because of Ibn Hashem and the El Nazir there, the Zroa B'Sheila in the pasuk of El Nazir also mentions Lifnei Hashem. So we would have thought that that should also be mentioned in that brighter. And look at Rashi, he says Ma'el Nazir the Hainu Zroa B'Sheila. Shayara, v'lot tenaya. We don't learn in the brighter. It's left out. It's excluded. So Rashi says, Shma mina, lo karve, shalmei nazi b'bama. Bichlal, you don't bring a shalmei nazi at all. This zruah b'sheila. You don't bring it. Now, according to Shmuel, who says there's no machlok between Rabbi Meir and Chachamim, we do bring the shlamim of the nazir. We should have mentioned el nazir, the zruah b'sheila. It should be one of those listed that you do bring in the b'ama gedola, and we see it's not mentioned. It's excluded altogether. Right, you have a karve, have a tani. Rabbi's opinion is, if it was brought, it would be taught. And it's not taught, therefore it's not brought. See that back in the Gemara, Hazroa b'shele shayre. Now, iya mat b'shlome b'ole b'shlamin pligi. Now, if you tell me that the machloket between Chacham and Rabbi Meir is with regard to the ola and the shlamim, in other words, that they all agree that you don't bring the chovot, that you don't bring the chatat, right? But the machlok is ola and shlamim, then ha-mani, who would this brighter be like? We could then say, no problem. The brighter Rabbah's bringing is according to Rabbanan, according to Meir. Because Rabbanan say they don't bring anything. If you tell me the machloket, like Shmuel wants to say, is only with regards to the Hashem and the chatat, but even Chachamim agree that the shlamim they would bring, so then how many? Who's this brighter like? It can't be contrary to Chachamim, because Chachamim tell us that they can bring the Shlamim, they do bring the Zroah B'Sheil of El Nazir. Why didn't the brighter teach it? Question clear? Shall I go through one more time? According to Shmuel, the Machloket is only about the Chatat V'Hasham, but the Ola and the Shlamim, everybody agrees that the Nazir does bring even in a Bama Gedola. Now we know that the Shlamim is the El Nazir and that the Zroah B'Sheila, that's part of the matter of the Kohen. This bright that Rabbah brought excludes it. And Rabbah's opinion is, if it's excluded, it means excluded because we don't bring it, Bama Gedola. So therefore, if the brighter is according to Chachamim, then the Machloket can't be like the way Shmuel explained it. And if the Machloket is the way Shmuel explained it, then the brighter isn't Chachamim. So who is the Tana of that brighter? The Gemara says, Ela Yurat. Itmar hach itmar. So we're going to now rephrase what Shmuel said. The Gemara accepts the challenge and says Shmuel obviously couldn't have said that, and it's obvious that Chachamim are the editors of this brighter, and therefore we didn't bring the Shlamim. So says now the Gemara says, you're right. If Shmuel said something, this is what Shmuel said. I'm a Shmuel machloket ועולה ושלמי. זה מחלוקת עולה ושלמי. אבל בחטר ואשם דברי הכל חובות יונה ולא קרווה. Says everybody agrees, like we understood originally, that חובות you don't bring. However, Rabbi Meir says that Nazirut, the Shlamim they did bring, Chachamim say even Shlamim they don't bring, and the Brayta which Rabbi now quotes in Daf Yud Kuf Yutet is according to Chachamim, and that's why it left out Rav Shaila. Okay, now Amar Mar. Now we go into the Brayta, right? And this Amar Mar is referring to on Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. If you look back quickly, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom of the Amud, we had the Chachamim Omrim. Kol she'atzibur makrivin ba'oel moed she'bamidbar. Whatever the tzibur would do in the midbar, makrivin ba'oel moed she'bagilgal. In other words, according to that opinion over there, for tzibur there was no difference. That's the argument that Rabbi Yehuda at the end there. So Gemara quotes that part of the Brayta and says as follows. Amar mar, v'chacham amrim kol she'atzibur makrivin ba'oel moed v'chule. So Gemara says, my time, my hu dirabanan. Right, so what is the reason there of Rabbanan? Right, so Rabbanan said over there, let's just quickly go into it. Right, and the Yachid, so there, the end of that quote there was that in the Tzibur they did everything, right, but both but the Yachid only brings the Shlamim and the Ola. So our question really is on the Shlamim and the Ola. So we said, my time, my Rabbanan. Our question is, what is Rabbanan's reason that the Yachid only brought the Ola and the Shlamim? This is Amar Kra, because we've got a Pasuk. Right? Now it's interesting, the Gemara brings a Pasuk, Isha Yashar Benav Yaseh. Right? That says, Isha Yashar Benav, the Yashar referring to the Yesharot, right? Only the voluntary stuff. Benav Yaseh. And that Pasuk, the Gemara brings it from Shoftim. But if you look at the Meshor HaShas, Meshul HaShas prefers another pasuk from Dvarim. Ish kol hayashar be'enav. Dvarim yud be. He prefers a pasuk there in Dvarim, not Yishoftim. Right? So he says, why? Because ish yashar ish. Right? The pasuk says, ish hayashar be'enav yaseh. Ish yasharotu likruv, chovot lo likruv. An individual only brings yashot, only voluntary ones, right? But not chovot lo likruv. Look at Rashi, the very last lines. V'afilu v'gedola. Even on a Bama Gedola, so individuals only bring voluntary korbanot even on a Bama Gedola, right? The tzibur afilu chovot damidikru, and tzibur bring even the chovot. The Rabbi Yehuda, what does Rabbi Yehuda say? How does he deal with all of this? Amalecha kiketiv ayashar. When the pasuk said ayashar, that's abeinavu dichtiv, meaning beinav. Rashi says the idea is Bama Ketanot, but Bama Gedola afilu chovot damidikru. He brings even chovot. And not only the Nedavot.